And on this Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian of the Applin Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, it's going to be a warm week, isn't it?
Go figure. I mean, hopefully next week, I think we'll be experiencing fall.
Yeah. Well, everyone should know if they listen to the Applin Library Show for any length of time, people know that me and you don't really like hot weather.
Do not.
Yeah, hopefully we can get some fall temperatures here. I love fall.
I do too, because it's usually, you know, low humidity, cooler temps, sunshine.
Yep.
I mean, what more could you ask for but the perfect weather?
That's
huh?
right. That's right. Okay, a lot of things happening in October at the Applin Public Library. The newsletter will be coming out.
Yes, the newsletter will be out at least by tomorrow because we usually release it on the first of each month. And then registration for anything that we are asking for registration also will occur tomorrow. And we are just jam-packed with things going on at the Appleton Public Library this October.
All right, tell us all about it, Cindy.
Well, you know, we've got a take and make that we're going to have tomorrow after school for children and families, and it's a shockingly spooky take and make. So you come in after school, you can pick it up and take it home and make it with your family. Also, we're offering a make and take, which is slightly different, because take and make is you take it home. Make and take is you make it here and then take it home. So we're offering a make and take for adults. We are making pumpkins out of sweaters.
Oh, wow. How do you do that?
Well, I guess you'll have to come to the public library so you can make one, Paul, and find out.
Okay.
It's really pretty simple. We've kind of pre-cut some of the work, I guess. We've taken some of the work out of it for you. And we'll have a station here for adults to just come in, gather, and make a pumpkin together and add it to their home decor. So kind of something fun. Also, we are offering a couple of events for children. In fact, a couple of reservation events, and so I might as well talk about that because the reservation start, or registration, however you want to look at it, starts tomorrow. And we are offering a Halloween Village painting class where you get a whole Halloween Village, the stickers and everything, and you make it here at the Appleton Public Library, but we've got some limits on numbers. And registration for that starts tomorrow, and that's for children and families on the 1st. And then we are offering a class. It's a pumpkin, an autumn succulent pumpkin arrangement class for adults on the 14th of October with Mary Solbrecken. And that is also a registration event. And so the registration opens up on October 1st for those two, and they are going to be going really fast. So if it's something you're interested in, you're going to want to call or stop in. Please do not send anything on Facebook Messenger. We just can't guarantee your spot. You need to call or stop in to register for those two events. We just have so much going on. Pastor John Ronsbacher is offering a class on Linux. It's an alternative operating system an alternative system that you can use instead of like Word or Microsoft Office, things like that. And we have a class that he is teaching on October 11th, which is a Saturday. So that's something you're going to want to call ahead and register for. So those are the three kind of items that we have for registration. Now, we're also offering every Wednesday something is going on, and we have got our pumpkin decorating class, our pumpkin decorating event here again at Appleton Public Library, and you need to pick up and register for that on the 13th, and of course, our event will be on the 23rd, and it will be all sorts of like a Halloween party, all sorts of different events and things like that, so lots of fun. Coming up here, we've got a teen and tween escape room. We also are showing the movie Hocus Pocus. And then another adult event that we're super excited about is we've got author Frank Weber, who is going to be coming here. He is a forensic psychologist, and he is going to demonstrate a lie detector test for us on the 21st of October. So just something happening constantly every week here at the Appleton Public Library.
Yeah, I guess. Wow. Busy time, Cindy.
It is. We've got lots of fun, exciting things. Our friends are going to be meeting a full membership meeting on October 7th, which is next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Our friends are pretty awesome. They help us with so many things here at the library.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so should we talk about what our people are reading?
Lots of new things, of course, because it's October. Yeah, we've got a few new nonfiction books that look kind of interesting. Matthew McConaughey has a book out called Poems and Prayers. He is the actor and author of Green Lights. He explores elements of belief and reasons that make up our lives. History Matters by David McCullough is a collection of essays by the Pulitzer Prize-winning author on history's impact on our present, our future. Also, I'm just going to pick like three things because there are so many.
Yeah.
Anyway, Night People, the multiple, by Mark Ronson. The multiple award-winning record producer recounts his time as a DJ in New York in the 1990s. That had to be quite an interesting career.
Yeah.
And there's just so many new things that are on nonfiction. And new on fiction, Ellen Hillebrand and Shelby Cunningham have written a new book called The Academy. Harmful rumors cause trouble for the students and staff at New England Boarding School. Rebecca Yarros has got a new book called The Last Letter. Also, Samantha Shannon, it's got a new release installment of the Roots of Chaos series called Among the Burning Flowers. And Virginia Evans has written a book called The Correspondent, Letters from Someone She Used to Know, push her toward revisiting her past and finding a way to forgive. So many new things. If you've got a new, if you have a favorite author or you're looking for a new author, stop on down here at the Appleton Public Library because there are a lot of new things that we could recommend to you.
All right. All right, real good, Cindy. So how can people get to the library and when are you open?
Well,
still construction, I'm guessing.
Yes, I'd heard through the rumor mill that they were going to be blacktopping, but right now it's just a rumor, not a fact.
Right.
So yes, we still have some issues. It seems like there's a little pathway to come open, though, on Rudy, which is shocking, at least for today. Anyway, but we are located at 50 East Rooney Avenue, and our phone number is 320-289-1681. You can look us up on Facebook, check out the website for the latest things going on here at the Appleton Public Library, and of course, we always love for you to visit us.
Okay. Real good, Cindy. Well, thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian there at the Appleton Public Library.